Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Wherever you're at in time and space, welcome to this now moment. And what a beautiful day it is to be together. Really, isn't any day a beautiful day to be together? Oh, yes. All right. Wednesday, I think it's March 23rd, 24th. And I can hear the rain dripping off of the eaves, and maybe you can too. It's a rainy, cold Pacific Northwest day, and yet there is a warmth as we look towards moving into a future that is bright and sunny and blooming and blossoming, and all of the qualities that springtime and rebirth offer us. So beautiful. But more than anything that has been or what might be in the future, we work today in presence, pure presence. So won't you join me in a bit of centering first? Today of all days, I invite us each and all to come to this moment fully with everything that is within us. All of the imperfections, any sensations, any bodily kinks or tightnesses or feelings or whatever it is, just bring it all. And as you breathe into that, full acceptance without judgment. Really considering that breathing into does mean accepting. We don't try to run from it. We don't try to hide from it. We don't try to dismiss it, get rid of it. We just breathe into it, which is really breathing with it. Get with it, man. Kind of funny. Okay, so now hopefully we're smiling, because the only thing as important as being with how you're feeling is being happy and joyous. And that we can actually choose to do that. So in this moment, I do feel lighthearted. I feel grateful to be here with you now. I feel grateful to have this way of connecting, of recording this, to speak with you. But also, I love this strangeness that you're listening to it right now in a different time and space, yet it is not different at all. This is because in ultimate reality, past, present, and future all exist as one now moment. So we collapse time into presence together, you and I. And we come to our spiritual practice with all of it, offering ourselves up to a higher wisdom, to a higher knowing. And now we move to the breath, right at the heart. Being with what is, and noticing the breath as is. All right. Now we move to the body. Again, let's practice just for a moment full acceptance. Whatever your judgment of your body is, whatever condition it's in, whatever works or doesn't work, whatever you'd like to stay the same forever or change right now. Instead of any of that, let's just move for a few moments into full acceptance. And you can even join me in an affirmation if you'd like. I accept myself fully as I am in this moment. And now go ahead and let yourself feel some of the sensations of your physical body. Feel the full weight of your seat, whether you're sitting on a chair or on the floor, feel the full weight of your body pressed against that chair or that floor. Whatever points of contact, even if you're lying down, you can feel the weight pressing you to the earth. This is a very strange thing because this is gravity. And if it weren't for gravity, we'd be floating around right now in mid-air. So notice that there is a force pressing you into your seat, and that you are actually rising up into that force, which is probably why some days we can feel kind of heavy. So whatever, feel all that in your body. And then bring your awareness to your tailbone, sitting in your seat there, and then to the crown of your head, and lift that crown of your head. That's my little printer making noise. Okay, so rooted in the seat and then lifting through the crown. You can feel your spine almost as if the bones, your vertebrae, are getting increased space between them. And if you can see this with your mind's eye, it's very interesting that you can bring energy into those areas by simply breathing into them. Focused awareness, breath, pranayama. Life force control. You are a very powerful being. And so we direct this energy in our spines for a moment. Relax your physical shoulders now and your hips. If you can, relax the very organs of your body. Lift the center of your chest at the heart up just a little bit. And then pull the small of your back away from your navel until you find that comfortable position. All right, now relax everything. Take a deep breath through the nose. Use your diaphragm if you can. Just draw a nice, long, slow inhale. Hold at the top, focusing at the spiritual eye for just 3 more, 2, 1, and then a double exhale. Let it all go. And then begin again through the nostrils, taking a nice, long, slow, purposeful, diaphragmatic inhale. Hold again, just 3, 2, focusing at the spiritual eye, double exhale. Now let your breath naturally draw back in, and then return it back to the natural rhythm of it. Okay, so now we are centered in the body, centered in the breath. And now let's connect through the heart. two things about connecting through the heart. One is, create a safe space for yourself. Make sure that your boundaries are clear for you. Make sure that your boundaries are healthy for you and for your life in the world. And at the same time, your heart is so expansive. And as you extend it out into the world, your heart energy touches people in a way that no one else can. For you have within you a unique spark of divinity. Each of us does. So it is this that we share freely. Keeping the sanctity of our own space, of our own sovereignty, while at the same time sharing what is meant for us to share with each other and the world. And so it is in this energy that we come together. Now you might find that you are connected through the breath and the heartbeat in a deeper way with human life in general. And in this way also, you send a blessing into the world. We become sorts of channels of divine love. It is one of those ways of being used that feels so good to have happen. Because really, we don't have to do anything but allow. And as we allow, we see the magnificent work of divine wisdom in action. And our life gets less difficult and less trying as we allow this. Not because we're trying to avoid pain or avoid hardships, but simply because we are allowing spirit to flow through, which enables us to live our own unique purpose. All right, centered in the body, centered in the heart now. And now bring your awareness up to your mind, even your brain if you like, in the very center of that. And can you feel the change of energy, the shift? And it is here that I would like to do something just a little bit different today. Because we are receiving here, sharing information. I'd like to share with you the affirmations from Sunday's lesson, which are also in the email that you received with this meditation. Because it is that time, that Easter time, that Lent time, that rebirth and renewal time. It is a sacred time for the earth, certainly. And that thing of rebirth, of seeing those new little buds and realizing that somehow within us that same thing is happening. Our gardens are blooming. And so we go into our inner world and bring forth a new pattern for our lives. We do this because we want rebirth and resurrection. We initiate our own crucifixion and do not live in the past any longer, which just simply means that we let go of clinging to anything that happened in the past so that we can be fully free in this moment. And we do this by embracing the present, starting right here, right now, and right where we are at. We claim our power, no matter appearances, no matter feelings, and no matter obstacles. We adopt a rock-steady faith We claim our birthright of divine perfection. We forgive whatever it is at once, right away, to the best of our ability. And then we simply claim divine order is at work as the very truth of our being. Our prayers are now commands of which we take full responsibility. Not petulant commands, but commands of calling forth our very birthright. And so we meditate to harmonize with this universal law, fully trusting its unlimited power. And we meditate as a way of learning and embracing higher truth, divine wisdom. We meditate to bring forth the fullness of our potential, no matter how big or small that might be. It doesn't have to be grandiose to be grand. It could simply be planting one flower, nurturing one vegetable plant, mowing the lawn, walking the dog, or it could be something huge. We integrate any thoughts of inadequacy and focus on what is possible. What can I do in this moment? At the same time, we affirm that all things are possible because we know no limitations in spirit. We affirm that the perfect pattern of life is within us, just as those buds come up in their own perfect patterns. We affirm that miracles are the natural result of faith and determination. We invoke whatever means necessary from the spiritual realms, guides, angels, wayshowers, whatever it is, we welcome you here now to help us. We cast out all ill will towards ourselves and towards others. Immediately, we just let it go. Do not be afraid of a negative thought. Do not be afraid of a judgment. Perhaps it is merely an invitation for redirection so that we can learn for ourselves how to listen ever more deeply to this higher wisdom that we're talking about. And so we claim the full power of the universe as creative and entire, and that power lives within us. And so we allow this power to flow in us, to flow into us, and to flow freely through us. We even allow the very essence of all creation to be revealed in us. And then we get to work, bringing our revealed mission into being, again, no matter how big or how small. With focused intention and imagination, we affirm and feel this power and a new life in ourselves, in our body, in our mind, and in our spirit. We do this every day, even if only for a minute, even if only for a moment, as many times as possible. We never underestimate the power of the holy instant to stop, redirect our thoughts, center ourselves again, and then proceed from that inner wisdom. We embrace any negativity instantly, bring our thoughts into the uppermost chamber of our minds, command the light come through us, and soak in the essence of that pure perfection. We are transformed and we persevere in the wholeness of perfect faith. And then we simply live the best life we can. And our friend Wayne Dyer, his beautiful quote that he says, "There are no accidents in an infinite universe in which spirit is at the helm of all decision making." Isn't that a lovely thought? So we are both doing and being done at the very same time. So take a moment to check in with yourself and see if any of those affirmations brought up any feelings of uncomfortableness. And now we begin to move towards headquarters, as Charles Fillmore called it. When all the work of affirmation is done and healthy denials and thinking, philosophizing, after all that work is done, we let that go. And we plug into the source of our own life and of all life. We have prepared ourselves. And now for the next several minutes, we practice the presence. To the best of your ability, keep the focus at the spiritual eye, Christ consciousness. And let everything else go. And now as we enter back, imagine the light coming in through your Christ consciousness or even your crown chakra into your brain. Flooding it with that divine intelligence, purifying and harmonizing that same light past your throat center. And then flooding into your heart center. Maybe you can see all those greens of spring, the many, many shades that represent the heart chakra in that color. And then let that light continue down your spine, filling up your solar plexus with beautiful divine life. And then into your belly and all of your internal organs, affirming divine order. And then back again into the very pelvic floor, affirming life, connection to earth. And then as you inhale again, rise that energy up your spine into your brain and then let it go. Just for a moment, be with that energy, that prana. This is the life force itself revealed to you and I here and now in this way. This life force knows what to do, so we release all blocks. Not by trying to get rid of them, but by simply offering them up back into this wisdom. So as a suggestion, feel free to use any of the affirmations. If just one helps you, work with that one. If they all help you, work with them all. Or even create your own. Your own affirmation forged between you and spirit. However it is, our intention is clear. And that is to know ourselves more and to live our best life. And so now if you'd like, bring your hands up to heart center, placing the palms together, thumbs resting against the sternum. Anjali Mudra. Would you join me in three ohms, please? Take a nice big breath in. Om. Again. One more time. And then we raise the hands to the third eye center. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Peace, Peace, Peace. And so it is. Namaste.